So it's 2 days now since I got back from Crete, and I'm starting to get back into the swing of things. My sleeping patterns seem to be sort of readjusting. I know it's not a big deal. It's only 2 hours difference between Greece and the UK, so it didn't really take that long to make the shift. And yeah, falling back into sort of my old routine, with runs and whatnot. But one thing that I haven't done is falling back into my eating routine, because I've got like a weekly sort of menu as such, where each day I have like a theme for the day. And it's something which I adopted after my first trip to Antarctica, because when we were on base, there was a chef who cooked for everyone, and I spent quite a lot of time actually away from the base on a small camp about 16 kilometers away from the base out in the wilderness, and we cooked for ourselves and we took ready meals and stuff out to this little camp. But we used to intermittently come back during the week, and when we came back, we'd end up on base and the chef would be cooking whatever that day's dish was. And I used to really look forward to it, and I used to actually plan my trips back depending on which day I actually preferred. So Thursdays were traditionally the curry night, and I found out that this had been adopted because Wetherspoons, which is a pub in the UK, has curry nights on a Thursday. I don't know, I've never actually been to Wetherspoons for a curry on a Thursday. I'd much rather go to a proper curry house if I was going to go for a curry, but this is a bit of a tradition. And they also do steak nights on a Tuesday, which was another thing that they did whilst we're out there. We had like a sort of a meaty dish on a Tuesday, which was like, steak or pork or chicken, or, and they used to vary it, and there was like a different curry on a Thursday and a different steak dish, and there's a Chinese dish and an Italian night and so on and so forth. And I've adopted that. So today should have been a curry, and I was in Sainsbury's and I was thinking to myself, yep, I'll have my usual curry. And I get these innocent dishes which are like a vegetarian sort of dish. So there's a vegetarian dal. So I picked that up and I thought, I'll have that. And then just as I was walking through the aisles, came across the pita bread aisle, and I thought to myself, And that's where it kicked in, the gyros. I wanted to recreate the gyros. And the gyros was something that I was eating on a daily basis in Crete, and I just thought, oh, to hell with it. Forget the routine. Forget what I normally have on a Thursday. I'm going to make a gyros. So I went and I bought some pork kebabs, and I got some onion and some tomato and some tzatziki and some microchips, because the gyros is like a pita bread, and it has all those components rammed into the pita bread. And it sounded disgusting. I remember thinking to myself, oh, and it was my sister who recommended it. She was like, Phil, you've got to try a gyros. I was like, no way, no way. Had one, and I picked out all the chips. That was the first thing I did, ate all the chips and then ate it. But you don't pick out the chips, you eat the chips in the pita bread, and for some weird reason it all comes together. It's amazing. So I've just tried to recreate it and failed. It didn't taste anything like it, and I think it's because I'm not in Greece. And I think I was actually probably right in the first place. They probably are bad items of food. But if I could make it healthier, if anyone knew how to make it healthier, maybe use wholemeal pita breads and a substitute for the pork, maybe something chicken possibly, and instead of tzatziki, sour cream. But if I can make it healthier and make it a healthier dish, then I might incorporate that into my weekly have a Greek night. Don't know. I have to wait and see. But that's it. It's my boo for tonight. So I'll catch you later. Bye bye.